This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Y'all know the drill. Okay. Lights, camera, action. We're rolling.
Dice.
It's been a minute since we were.
I'm sorry. Action comes before we're rolling.
I think you don't say action. I think you say lights, camera, rolling.
Okay. Rolling, action, cut, dice.
And that's a wrap. That's a series wrap. And we're rolling.
Dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
It is a typical day at Bottoms Up. And Seb, right now you are serving three regulars who have stools pulled up to the bar, and you're taking their drink order.
I don't know how you got frostbite. It is literally 77 degrees outside. Anyways, tell me again what you're having.
The drink was too cold. Handed me too cold of a drink. I think I got frostbite on my fingies.
You don't have frostbite on your fingies. You have wetness from the wet pint that I gave you. A wet, wet pint. Okay,
drink it. Hey, Seb, it's been 15 minutes, bro. I mean, it's just I ordered one tankard of ale. What's taking so long? You're the only one working today.
I don't know. Beef was supposed to change the kegs. Everyone was supposed to do something, but no one is here, and I feel like it's just like a bad day. It'll be 15 minutes more, I swear to God, and I'll get
holy
you another
tanker. Holy shit, Seb! Holy shit, you just missed the greatest darts game of all time.
Darts game?
Yes, okay, Beef wore the target.
Where? No one has been playing darts in our bar for 6 days. Where did you guys go?
Seb, unrelated but still important. Have you seen my angry snake? I dropped him sometime, somewhere. Not Wait. Sure. Have you seen my angry snake?
Snake as in like some sort of priceless bracelet made out of sterling silver that's shaped like a serpent that's consuming itself sort of
no,
thing?
No, that's right here, idiot. I'm looking for my angry, angry snake.
Oh, God. Physical snake with poison in its fangs?
Yes, of course. You know him then.
No, I don't, but I'm just trying to make sure that we're not talking about jewelry. I have not seen a snake.
Okay, well, keep your eye out. He really likes small ankles like yours.
My ankles are normal for some.
Listen, I don't want to make a big deal about this darts game, but I feel very like it was an intimate game between just me and Chip. My God, I feel like we're brothers now.
Oh, should I not have brought it up?
I don't know.
Was that
Why do you have so many
between?
Holes on your face?
Why do you have so many holes?
Okay, Beef, you can't ask those questions to ladies. How many times have I told you to not ask lady how many holes they have?
Well, why does she get to ask me question and I don't get to ask her question?
That's it, Seb. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm leaving money. I'm leaving money on the bar, but I'm serving myself right now.
You know what?
That's a good pour.
That was a fine pour, okay? There's a lot of head on that, but I mean, you paid me for the whole thing, and that's all you're getting. So get the hell out of here, you pigeon eater.
Get the hell out. Is that even talk to one of your best customers?
I said it jokingly.
That's our best customer.
What the f***?
That's our best customer, Seven.
You're jokingly
throwing him out the door.
He slams his tankard on the ground, and it breaks through the floor.
Ooh!
I'm never coming back. This place.
Oh God! And I'm gonna
Seb,
have to patch
how
that.
Could
patch,
you
patch that hole up with a bunch of ramen noodles? Jesus Christ!
Oh, we're out of ramen and we're out of everything because we forgot to do our chores. It's been a really busy week for all of us.
You guys!
Busy in what way? I'm peeing blood. What?
You guys, there's a litter of kittens down there.
What?
Look, come over
under
here.
Under the floorboard.
Wait, what are you
yeah,
talking
underneath
about?
The floorboard. There's a litter of kittens down there.
Okay, I'll go to the back. I'll get a sack, and I guess we'll just have to drown them in the well.
No!
Whoa, Seb.
We can't. This is a one more health code violation, and we're through, all right?
Seb,
I don't
really
do
want
to do this.
My angry snake to get to these kittens before we do? You want that kind of blood on your hands?
And when you guys look in the hole, eight little kittens stare back up at you.
Aww.
And then immediately covering them is Cats. If you remember Cats from last episode, is a human embodiment of, you know, like a CGI creation from the movie Cats. But this has got a fantasy, you know, type twist to it in that they look the exact same. And he goes,
Whoa.
You know to back off.
All right. I'm going to get a small torch, and I'm just going to torch all of them. Somebody get me the nice brandy, all right? They're going to die.
Oh, Seb, we drank the nice brandy.
What the hell? That was for birthdays and destroying cats.
We thought it would be funny to drink it as a joke.
Oh, my God.
That was so
joke.
Funny. It
we
was
laughed
so funny.
So hard.
It was hilarious.
If you were there, you would have seen how hard we were laughing.
Yeah, we kept going, happy birthday. Or are we ready to kill some cats? Just kidding. And then we would laugh and laugh and laugh.
Oh, yeah. We were doing impressions of you.
Yeah. They were good. Well, two were good. Two were good. One was bad.
Here's mine. Ready? Oh, boy. We have to keep this business open.
Oh, I've got a good Seb impression as well. Oh, I have frostbite. I'm Seb.
No, that was you. You have frostbite, dude.
Freaking
you always bringing it up. It's 76 degrees out.
Got his ass.
Go to a park. You're always cold. I think you're dead.
Seb, as you get more and more stressed out, your vision kind of starts to go black around the periphery. And I want you to actually roll a constitution saving throw with disadvantage.
Let's see. I got 120 and 1. A 10?
Yeah, so as you guys are kind of all standing around Seb doing impressions of him, all of a sudden his eyes roll back in his head and he flat out faints. Kind of bumps the side of the bar, almost nails his head, and just hits the ground.
Seb, you're going to put another freaking hole in the floor. What are you doing? Seb?
Seb, that was funny.
Now it does not look like Seb's breathing at all.
Seb?
Seb.
Seb-a-leb. Sebby.
A tickle, Zab. Tickle, tickle. Oh.
Yeah, let's all tickle him.
Someone fart in his face. It always wakes
Beef,
up.
Why is that why is that always your solution to everything?
Well, you haven't been around Beef's farts enough, okay? They work every time, all
I
the
swear
time.
It cured my mother's
Beef,
cancer.
Beef, rip one. Beef, let's go rip one.
It does nothing.
Okay.
It's still going, though.
Okay.
For some reason, that wasn't coming through, like, through the Zoom audio.
So it was all face.
But then I looked at Elizabeth's face.
It was all face.
You couldn't hear any of that?
No. You were just going like this the whole time.
We could tell you were doing it, though. We could tell you were going hard.
You guys know I only have one speed, and it's hard.
And it's hard. All right. I'm not good at medicine, but I will try and do a medicine check. Is there a doc in the house?
Doctor, doctor.
Yo, doctor. Hey, doc.
You guys are joking like a little too much. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with how much you're joking with Seb being passed out. You guys,
he's
be
joking
dead.
Too. He's
we
joking.
We freaking work at a bar. We're knocked out half the time, okay?
Did
we're
someone fine. Call for a doctor?
Yes, we did, actually.
Well, I'm a doctor.
Wow, this guy kind of looks like a walrus. Is it just me, or does this guy kind of look like a walrus?
Yeah.
Hi, partner. The name's Dr. Pibb.
Nice to meet you. Oh, God. Dr. Pibb, MD. Seems like we've got someone who just went through a terrible spell.
I like your vibe.
I like your vibe too, little man.
Hey, who you calling little?
Got off on the wrong foot there, but I need to address the situation and see what's going on. Do you mind if I touch your friend here?
Ooh, why say it like that? Ooh, why say it like that?
We'll keep your eyes on you, but
we'll
please
keep
go
your
ahead.
Eyes on you. So here's
we'll keep
mirror.
Your eyes right on
so
you.
So don't look okay. at a friend when you touch him, okay?
Don't look at. No, don't need to. He's using a stethoscope and he's kind of putting it on his chest and he's feeling a pulse. And he's like, "Well, let's see here. Let's see here. Yep. Oh wow.
Oh, is that bad? Is that bad? Like
wow.
Oh, lots of thinking.
Feels like you're buying time."
This man's buying.
Oh,
time.
Wow.
That's is that bad?
Jesus. Oh, never seen
you
something
just tell
like
us what's going on.
And he gets out a little potion out of his pocket, puts it to Seb's lips, you know, goes down Seb's throat.
Whoa, what is that? What is
what
that?
What is it? What did you put?
Hello?
Is that a love potion?
That was just to fix his breath. just a little joke.
What the f***,
wait,
man?
Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Say, if you're a dentist, say you're a dentist.
No, that actually was to revive him to just regain consciousness. That was just a terrible joke, and I apologize.
Oh, fix his breath as in make him breathe again, not like minty breath?
I was, you know, I don't need to explain what I was going for at this point. I think you
doctors
just let it lie.
I think doctors comedians. Should have to explain exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So it was to revive his consciousness, kind of like a smelling salt in liquid form.
Okay.
Seb, can you hear me, buddy?
I'm not finished yet.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What's he saying?
Are you talking about life, right? Or are you talking about wherever you just were, you weren't finished yet?
Oh, I'm talking about life.
Yeah. No, you're not, buddy. You're still here.
I'm Sebastian, going to hell.
What? You're going to hell?
I saw it, and I'm going to hell if I don't change something.
Wait, what? Sebastian, what'd you see? Beef goes over there, and he slaps him across the face and on the other side of the face. He says, what did you see?
I saw you with little cherub wings, and you were poking me in the stomach and throwing darts at me and just telling me bad jokes. And
Valentine's
also,
Day? That just sounds like
that doesn't sound like hell.
It was Valentine's Day, but every moment is a millennium there. So, yeah, so every day is Valentine's Day, and Beef is on one that day.
You're telling me I'm the little Cupid?
Of hell, yes. You're the little Cupid of hell.
Oh, I want to go.
Seb, I do need to give you the lowdown of what's going on with you. You just suffered a pretty major heart attack.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, you've undergone lots of stress, you know. I've hung out at this bar a lot, and I can tell how stressed out you are, you know, probably with the financial stress of bottoms up and your wife leaving you.
What? Why does this guy know so much about our lives?
With all this stress that you've got going on and all the general goofs, gags, and antics that happen at this bar, if I were a betting man, I'd say if Sebastian gets really stressed out again, he'll probably have to roll a d20, and if it's lower than a 10, he'll suffer another small heart attack, and if he suffers 3 of those heart attacks today, he'll die on the spot.
Whoa!
That's almost certainly going to happen.
That's just one humble doctor's opinion.
Seb's my boy, and I've known him for a long time, and that's almost certainly going to happen. What can we do to possibly stop this?
Don't let him get stressed out.
Seb!
Can I do something to de-stress? Like, I don't know, and I'm just spitballing here. Like,
have you tried edging?
I think you're
with
done.
With my penis?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, when you're edging, you're done before you're done.
Thank you so much for our help.
Oh, that's what they call it.
Yeah, thank you for saving his life.
I don't understand. You didn't answer my question. I was talking about, are you talking about my penis? And you just made it even more. All right. Oh, he's out the door.
Well, good luck. Let me, you know, you got my number.
Interesting.
Huh.
Hey, buddy.
I'm going to die.
No, we could do this, guys, right? We are not the ones who stress you out. So what are some of your responsibilities, tasks, things you normally do?
Yeah, it's not us.
We'll take over for you, right?
Okay, well, what time is it right now?
The door gets kicked open.
It's party time!
And it enters Lil Crazy Ass. Lil Crazy Ass is Sebastian's half brother. Yeah, Lil Crazy Ass.
Man, this guy's the best!
No, he's not the best.
Lil Crazy Ass!
And as you guys already know, a little background on Lil Crazy Ass. Seb's half brother, you know, Seb's mother was exiting a tavern one night when she stumbled, dropped her wand in a puddle of ale, vomit, and extra strength for Loco. And at that exact moment, lightning struck the puddle, and Lil Crazy Ass was born. And Seb, you grew up with Lil Crazy Ass like a brother, and well, you know this spells trouble.
It's party time!
Little Crazy Ass!
Ooh, I don't remember ordering an extra side of squishy, lovely beef.
Ooh, we did! Please, we ordered
Please don't flirt with beef.
Lil Crazy Ass exposes his belly button to touch belly buttons with beef.
Oh, this feels good. This feels good. Like home.
Yeah. I missed you.
Oh, and it's me, Chip.
Stop doing that. Get your bellies off of each other. That's sex.
What'd you say, Chip? You fucking psychopath?
No, me. It's good. How are you? I'm cool now. I'm also cool. I'm cool now.
Yeah, fucking right.
Chalice, come.
I've heard so much about you. I cannot wait to party with you. I want this to be like us going harder than any other story because I feel I've really bad FOMO for all the stories with you.
Yes.
I want to end up on a roof, drunk, laughing, doing bits. Let's do it, everybody. Let's go. Should we start now? Let's have fun.
And Lil Crazy Ass, I'm making it through this night, okay? I know I haven't yet, but this night, I'm going to make it all the way through the night with you, okay?
Okay, who started a fire over here? What
it's
the? Everyone
is
talking.
It's a small piss fire for a Lil Crazy Ass.
I'm pretty sure that fire started because I'm spitting straight flame.
Oh!
I'm Lil Crazy Ass here to say we're going to get messed up in a major way. I love drugs, cocaine, and magic. I just kicked the ball. It's a hat trick in the goal, and I'm going fucking nuts. You can't stop me because I'm slapping all the butts with consent. I'm not a weird guy. I'm just crazy, and I love to fly. Someone pick me up and throw me through the air. I'm Crazy Ass.
No one do that, please. Don't
I pick him up and I throw him through the air.
Okay. Roll. Acrobatics. Lil Crazy Ass does three somersaults in the air and lands on his head intentionally.
Yeah!
Seb, it feels like you put up the sign about no acapella rapping and no rhyming right after he visited last. Like, this seems pointed at him. It's a little bit unfair of a sign.
In the middle of the rap, your vision starts to... You get kind of tunnel vision during the rap. And let's have you roll a constitution saving throw. You got to go higher than 10 or it's going to be a strike against you.
Oh, thank God. 14.
Okay, cool. So you survived that one. You still got three strikes to go. You're fine. But just the mere showing up of your half-brother, a little crazy ass, has got you stressed.
Hey, Seb.
What?
I got an idea for you.
Okay.
I got a way that we can get rid of all your stress in the whole wide world. We get rid of all the rules. No rules. We take down the signs. There's no rules. If there's no rules...
Oh, yeah.
We can break rules.
Yeah, let's no rules, because what's the worst that could happen? Maybe Seb's buried alive. I don't know. There's rules there for a reason. No, we're not going to do that, please. Fine. I will give you 15 minutes where there are no rules.
A purge?
I will give you a 15-minute purge.
It's a purge. There's a purge.
We're doing a 15-minute purge.
I don't know why you guys are saying purge, but yes, it'll be a 15-minute, we'll call it a purge.
Do you mean it?
Yes.
Chalice immediately just takes her top off.
Whoa.
And grabs a weapon that isn't hers.
Whoa. And then we go, oh.
Lil Crazy Ass just starts screaming and is taking a dump on the floor.
That's not even stressful to me. Beef does that 6 times a day. What you just did signals that the breakfast buffet should be opening in 15 minutes, all right? So not as cool as you thought.
Chalice also starts ripping up paperwork that's important to the bar and using it as like confetti to get the mood going.
Oh, no, that was a small business loan. Oh, God.
Oh, I don't think I ever described what little crazy ass looks like.
Please do.
You just said he was made from vomit.
Little Crazy Ass is just about the same height as Beef, and it has kind of the like appendage to body ratio of like a corgi, you know? So like very small legs, very short arms. And he wears a visor, but it's upside down and backwards. Yes. And he has spikes, like kind of like Guy Fieri type hair that is like spiked out in all different directions, and wears kind of like he wears like oval sunglasses that are tinted, but at like the brim of his nose.
Wow.
And he has a cape.
I feel like you're burning all the funniest character details you could ever use on the show on one person.
That's because I didn't plan it, and I'm just rolling with it right now.
This guy.
I run over to the sign that is located beneath the no acapella rapping sign that says no hooking up with my family sign. And I tear that one down and I go up to little crazy ass. I say, hey, little crazy ass, what are you doing for the next 15 minutes?
Not hooking up with you, boner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, we got a lightweight here. Okay, tell you what. I will literally hook up with you for however long you want if you can butt chug three ales.
Oh, dude, I can butt chug?
You can't even drink three ales. And I know butt chug hits way harder.
Dude, I can butt chug anything. Why don't you do
it? Butt chug.
I'm doing it. It's the purge, and I'm butt chugging.
Even one. Even one.
Yeah, wouldn't it be so funny if someone died?
I can butt chug it. Okay, it's the purge, and I'm going to butt chug. Okay.
Beef, what are you doing during the purge?
I'm standing on top of the bar, pinching my nipples.
And then famously Chalice not allowed. Points to the don't pinch your nipples sign, like she cares, and then shrugs and tears that one down too.
Yeah.
Seb, while all this is happening, while everyone is literally breaking the rules, you had hoped that they would be protecting you from little crazy ass, and obviously that is not the case so far.
Yeah.
Your vision narrows again. Roll.
Ooh, 15. Stay alive.
All right, you're safe. You're safe. Yeah.
See, without the rules, if there's no rules, then it's okay to break them. Yeah, this is the secret.
I'm reaching underneath the bar, and I'm getting this burlap scarecrow mask, and I'm putting that on, and I'm just arming myself with two two Ninja Turtle knives. You know, like Donatello has with the... Yeah, you know what I mean.
With the three little pokies?
The three pokies.
Chalice points to the no movie references sign, like she cares, and then shrugs and tears it down.
There are so many f***ing rules in this bar.
A whole wall is signs that Seb put up of saying things you cannot do.
All right, I grab a tube, and I do shove it up my butt. I hand a little crazy ass a pint of ale, and I say, let's go. Time to hook up, my man.
Little crazy ass leans over to Beef and goes like, this guy can never hang. He can never hang. I've never seen him make it past 10:30 p.m. Do you mind if I stand on your shoulders and pour this into his ass?
And in efforts of being cool to little crazy ass, even though he does love Chip, he says like, yeah, Chip's such a loser.
Right, what are you guys talking about?
It's time to party.
Chalice sort of shakes her head and not as fun as usual. Just tears down the don't throw your friends under the bus sign.
A lot of really good rules in this bar.
That was the first good one.
Little crazy ass is about to start pouring it into your butt when he notices something out of the corner of his eye, and he backflips off Beef. Whoa. And heads to a different corner as he's chugging the pint for himself.
What the fuck is this thing?
And it's the staff that controls all the rats that have been working in the kitchen for you guys for about the past month. So you kind of got like a Ratatouille kitchen going on since you fought Anton Ego. And he just stamps it, immediately understands its power.
Sean, you can only say that because I tore down that sign about no movie references. So we would have had to cut that out if I hadn't torn that sign down. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank gosh.
Slams the staff down. His eyes become like powerful with the staff and aligned with the staff. And all the rats come barreling out of the kitchen. All the people who were at bottoms up are now seeing the rats, trying to get out as quickly as possible. Some people are like trying to hold back their gags on throwing up. It is bad.
No, no, it's okay. It's not what it looks like. The rats are the chefs.
They're not even rats. They're middle-aged balding squirrels. Clean balding squirrels making your shrimp cocktail.
Seb, this is obviously horrible, so your vision narrows and you got to roll.
Okay, so I got a 10.
That one is a strike.
Okay, I'm starting to think that you guys are trying to kill me off.
We actually had a meeting before this meeting.
It's kicking you out, but fun.
Yeah, a fifth person is going to join the Zoom halfway through.
And guess what? He looks a lot like you.
Oh, God.
You feel in one of your chambers of your heart just kind of seize up. And you have to kind of just like slam your chest with your fist and just fight it down. But you remember the doctor's words saying three of those and you're lights out for good. So that was one of them. You got two left.
Put the rats back. Put the rats back.
Little crazy ass. That's very fun, but that's actually my staff. Actually,
yeah, that's actually a really important staff. We don't touch the staff.
Little crazy ass slams the staff down, and then all the rats, kind of like in Finding Nemo with all those fish who can work as one, they become the both of you, and they're not speaking English, but you can tell that they're imitating you. So it's like. Each of you made of about 150 rats is going...
Oh, he's so funny. So like seriously so funny, but actually that is my staff. Like that actually, that... So in fact...
All right. Okay, maybe I got a little bit out of hand. I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, no, it's no problem.
Take it. Here,
oh, no. Thanks so much.
He whips it back, slams it down, and then it's like a rat flash mob to tick-tock at this spot. And somehow that's playing.
Kesha
is playing. I mean, if you haven't realized, Lil Crazy Ass has some magic qualities to him. So he's kind of got that song. It's just in the ether. And there's a flash mob of rats happening right now. And he's just grooving.
Whoa, this is getting out of hand.
Chalice is starting to feel the cracks of feeling really bad for Seb. And is starting to get a little worried now that we've had one strike.
Is red wine good for your heart? Should I have a glass of red wine right now?
Just one a week, Seb, and also a little bit of dark chocolate. But I feel like not in the moment of when your heart is bad. It's sort of a preemptive thing.
I'm already dead. What's...
No, you're not.
What's the problem?
You're not. I can get you a glass of red wine to calm you down, but I probably will make it worse. Let's see. Can I do Gust? Try to get the rats back in the kitchen? They don't weigh more than 5 pounds, do they?
Only one does.
And he's their king.
The king rat.
Can I try it? I think I can.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, from Chalice, a huge gust of wind kind of explodes, and hundreds of rats kind of go in the middle of their Kesha TikTok dance, go barreling kind of like just maybe a foot off the ground. Back into the kitchen. Doesn't look like they're going to get too hurt, but hundreds of them just kind of go sailing back into the kitchen, minus the king rat, who just kind of sitting there, and then sees that all his friends are gone, looks to the left and looks to the right, and then just starts rolling himself back into the kitchen of his own volition. And the door closes behind him, and Lil Crazy Ass goes, "Ah, man!" and tosses the staff to the side.
Whoa, be careful with that, man.
Yeah, that's actually mine.
You guys are freaking babies. You don't even know what it means to party.
Hey, man, we know how to party. It's just, you know, there's certain things you gotta, like, be respectful of.
Where do you guys keep the hard stuff?
Like,
he goes, he finds the trap door that leads to the downstairs area where all the alcohol is kept and just goes down, stomps down the stairs.
Oh, we're trying to, oh gosh, he's already down there.
Seb, I get it now. I used to be so infatuated with him, but has he always been such a beehole?
Yes. He wasn't even ever a baby. He was just born out of vomit like this. Just
Does he party. Age?
No, he doesn't age, and he's just going to always be like this. Flash mob after flash mob.
Okay. I have a plan.
He did a flash mob at our mom's funeral. What?
What? To what song? Did it lighten the mood?
No. It was in the club.
Well, that's inappropriate.
I want to make love in this club.
Seb. Okay, guys, I have a plan. All right, grab your dart, go snake hunting. Go find my poisonous, very angry snake, bring him back here, and we'll set him loose on the little corgi douchebag that has walked into our bar today. Okay?
Sounds good. I grab three darts from Beef's face that are just in there.
I'm going to stay out here with Seb. We're going to have a little spa day. Much. We're going to do some nice fluffy robes, cucumber water. I'm going to roll my harp out here. We're going to do a whole thing, okay?
That sounds amazing.
Wow, yeah. I'm kind of jealous.
Beef.
Beef, you get to be a target. Remember you get to be a target?
I forgot. Like that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, and if you finish quickly and you're welcome to join.
I just want to put the little cucumbers on my eyes. That's all I want to do. Could you save me a couple cucumbies for my eyes?
Yes.
I pull Chalice over to the side. And I say, hey, Chalice, that stuff sounds great, but I've known Chip for years. Okay. You can't let him get a massage.
You're Chip. Okay.
Oops. Hey, oops.
Okay, then I'll never massage you.
No. Seb cannot get a massage.
How
okay.
Come?
The only person that can touch him intimately is his wife. Okay. If he gets a massage, I've tried to give him rubs before and he no likey.
That sounds like a you problem, man.
Okay. Well, you know what? You could feel free to test my theory out.
Okay.
Also, what's your snake's name?
Moo interrupt. Hey, guys. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, sorry. We're talking about how Seb doesn't like massages. But I think that will make him less stressed out.
Oh, yeah. No. You can't touch him.
Okay.
You can't romantically touch him, especially with your beautiful hands.
All right. Mm-hmm. I just sent for a professional masseur, though.
You're taking a risk? I'm just telling you, you're taking a risk. Okay, what's your snake's freaking name?
Yeah, what's your snake's name?
What's my snake's name?
Your snake's name is Plain.
Oh, that's plane. Plane.
Snakes on a plane. Yeah.
Plane snake.
Thank God that sign is not up. Man, I was breaking the rules when I named that snake. I am so sorry, guys. Don't tell Seb.
Okay. Where was the last time you saw it?
Good question.
I have a feeling that if I were a snake, I'd probably go to the place where there are 1,000 rats. So I'm going to
check the kitchen.
Beef, if you were a little snake, where would you be?
Yeah, if I was a little snaky, where would I go? Probably actually down in the cellar where it's cool.
All right, check those two places.
You got it.
Does anybody know if we have any red wine that is not actually just bottles of blood? Because I have poured three glasses and it has only been blood at this
That's
point.
From prank day. That's from prank day.
Oh, yeah.
And the day I got my wisdom teeth removed and we couldn't find anything to catch the blood from my mouth.
That's from prank tape. So you can't get mad about it today because that happened weeks ago. Okay. So you're not allowed to get stressed about that today. Okay. Just so you know. Not allowed.
I'm not getting stressed. I'm just going to go put my entire head into a bowl of water. All right. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Sounds good. We moonwalk into the kitchen.
Is there a little snakey here?
All the rats are just straight up acting like normal rats running around the kitchen. There's 300 rats
kitchen. Wait, can we just marvel at this beautiful system they have here back here?
Oh, they're not cooking. They're fucking being rats.
This is not good. Okay, what you're saying is not good. Normally, it's fine. This is bad.
This is not a beautiful system.
Well, I guess this is nature.
Beef sees it as a beautiful system.
I guess it's nature. Nature's good, but Beef...
We're looking for the snake. Little snakey.
Hey, plane.
Roll for perception.
Okay, I rolled a 0 anyway, so.
It is not there.
Snakey. I don't think the snake is here. We're going to have to go down to the cellar.
Okay, well, grab one of these rats. Grab one of these rats maybe as bait.
Oh, okay. Come here.
No, keep grabbing it.
Come here. God, they're so fast.
They are fast, but you have to keep trying to grab it.
Just get one. God.
The king rat rolls himself into your hands.
Hi.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Hello.
He's done. Just likes being held, I think.
Hi. Hello, do you have a little name? Do you have a little name, little rat king? Oh, no. What's your name?
Jennifer.
You're the best, Jennifer. You're going to be my new best friend.
All right, let's go check the cellar.
Yeah, we're going to go down to the cellar, Jennifer. Come on, Jenny.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
You open the cellar door, like the trap door. You walk down those stairs, and already your stomach just drops because you hear a ton of voices coming from down there.
Huh?
And as you go further down the steps, you come upon this scene. And at the head of it is Little Crazy Ass, who's standing on a box, and he screams, "Welcome to the Thunderdome!" And he has the snake in his hand. He
snake!
Elongates the snake and then squeezes it like a tube of toothpaste.
No.
So all the venom shoots into his mouth.
No.
He swallows it down, tosses the snake to the side, and chases it with a shot of whiskey.
Let's get it on!
Smashes the shot of whiskey on the ground, and you can see that it is imp fights. So kind of like, you know, there's a cage that's been erected, that's been set up, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of, like, probably 15 people who are holding, like, gold coins and screaming and cheering on one of two different imps.
Beef, I'll go catch the snake. You handle this, okay? You handle all of this.
But the snake is dead, I think.
That snake is dead.
Oh.
So you're doing, you know.
I'll go get the snake. I'll go try and catch the snake and you handle all this, okay?
Okay. Hey, little crazy ass.
What's up? You want to get a bet in?
Sure.
Okay. Minimum bet is one gold piece.
One gold piece? Okay, sounds good. Boing.
All right, this looks good.
He takes a little bite out of it.
Delicious.
And he decides to eat the whole thing. He just fucking swallows it. And he's like,
all right, who you betting on?
That guy.
Oh, okay. The one in blue shorts?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two imps, and imps, you can, like, look it up. They look like essentially little, like, demon gargoyles, but they're about, you know, only like a foot tall. But they have wings, like a gargoyle does.
Scary. All right?
And what you know about imps is that they have the ability to turn into either a raven, a rat, or a spider. And if you bet on them, you are in the know of what they're going to be, and you can help decide. You're essentially a stakeholder in what they're going to do. And it's kind of like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
So
I'm familiar.
So you get to choose whether it becomes a raven, a spider, or a rat.
Yeah.
A spider beats a raven because if a raven comes in and swoops, it can bite it. It'll just be on its back and knows how to defend itself. A rat knows how to defend itself against a spider. It's bigger and can handle it on the ground and can get to it from the back. And then a raven can beat a rat because it can just swoop up and grab it. So we'll make it like rock, paper, scissors right now. We'll do a bump, bump, and then you and I will both say at the same time what we chose. So it'll go one, two, then we'll say the thing.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, rat. Spider. Okay.
You won.
So what ends up happening is the imps enter the ring. One of them turns into a rat immediately. One of them turns into a spider. The rat fakes and the spider pounces. The rat gets around it from the back and kills it. Or at least hurts it pretty bad. So everyone, half the crowd goes nuts.
I'm addicted.
It's like this little crazy ass is like, I knew you would be. And then he like, and then kind of coughs up two gold pieces. So you just doubled your money.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, and then I eat them.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can double your bet. You can do whatever you want. But let's cut to Seb and Chalice. What's up with you guys?
And inhale. One, two, three, four, five. And repeat after me.
Wait, do I stop?
Oh, yeah. And then exhale. Let it out on an exhale. Sorry I keep doing that. I know you've passed out several times since you started doing
I have a heart condition. It could not be more dire.
I'm so sorry. Repeat after me. I am calm.
I am calm.
I have peace.
I have a peace.
And I'm a masseuse.
Oh, you're here. Hi. This is the professional masseur I hired.
Oh, I don't love that.
He can give you 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Pibb.
No, what the hell?
My passion is masseusing.
Okay. Oh, I messed up. This one's on me. Have, sir, on your way. And she coughs up some of the coins that she has swallowed. And she tosses them towards the Dr. Pibb. How about I just give you a massage?
What? Let's see. Don't love Dr. Pibb, but I just don't like touching in general. We could just eat more of the cucumbers. I know that they kind of taste like cigarettes.
What if I try walking on your back? Have you ever had anyone walk on your back? It's very relaxing.
I guess, you know what? Yeah, let's try it. That doesn't sound like a massage. I can probably get on that. I can just kind of visualize it as like some sort of you hurting me or something. Yeah.
Okay, so Chalice is walking on his back, and I think the weight of them and how old the building is, they go down and join everybody in the basement.
Like Aristocat style?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, and as the dust settles and then clears, you see what is a imp fight ring taking place in the basement of your bar, and it looks just out of control. Obviously, it's highly illegal. Once you see this, Seb, you're going to have to roll.
This is why I hate massages.
And because this is so extreme, you're going to have disadvantage.
I got a 16 and 11.
You made it through that one.
Yep, try to kill me. I dare you guys.
Charles, what did I say about massages?
I didn't listen to you, and I see the consequences.
This is always the kind of stuff that happens when he gets massages.
You could have told me how extreme I got. I definitely twisted both my ankles, and I'm just scraped on both sides of my body.
You twisted your ankles? You landed on top of me.
Potato, potato. Dude, it's not always about you.
I have splinters in 25% of my body right now.
The dust has settled. You see what's going on, Seb. How do you react?
I want to bet. I got a gold piece. Let's f***ing do this. You know what? I'm going to die tonight. And I'm going to... Yeah, anybody got a cigarette?
Are you sure? Seb, I don't think you want to get into this game.
Here, buddy, I got a cigarette for you. Here's a cigarette.
Yeah, thanks, dumbass.
I'm just telling you, I've been playing this game for about a couple of minutes now, and I don't think this will be good for your heart, man.
Beef has lost all of his clothes, okay? Let's be honest, let's call a spade a spade. Beef is in the hole. Beef lost
all his clothes. Shut up, everyone, all right? I'm trying to die, all right? I'm going to do this, all right?
Whoa, brother, yeah. Good to see ya. All right.
Dude, he
finally
has it
rigged. You're listening up. I love it. So, how much are you going to put on this?
I'm going to put 2 gold pieces on it, and...
Come on, you freaking wuss bag.
You know what? I'll do 5, whoa. And here's 1 more.
Wow, I think I'm about to wet myself. I've never seen so much gold in one place. 6 gold pieces. Holy shit. I've taken shits with more gold in it, okay? Well, let's make it interesting. Gold. 100 gold pieces. Come on, brother. It'll be fun. You could turn that into 200.
100 gold pieces?
I don't think you should do it, Seb.
I think he's egging you on.
Come on, brother. It'll live a little. You are always so wound up. This is a great way to relax and live.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. And I'm going to put the cigarette out on my tongue, and I'm going, let's fucking do it, all right?
Oh, my God. What happened to Seb? You guys, we broke him. We have to kill his brother.
Purge is off. Purge off. Turn the purge off.
Only I can turn off the purge.
No! All right, Seb. So same rules. You know how this works. You've heard tale and, you know, Little Crazy S has told you stories over the years of this kind of thing. So at the count of 3, you are going to either say rat, raven, or spider.
Cool.
So it's 1, 2, and then we'll say it.
Okay.
1, 2, raven. Okay. So 2 ravens enter the ring. And these 2 ravens are going head to head. One has a red like streak in its feathers. Another has a blue. And you know that you bet on red. These ravens are pecking at each other. They're going back and forth. And it's a pretty bloody match. So everyone roll for perception.
20.
Seb, you do notice feathers flying everywhere. They're squawking. They're like talons are interlocked in the air. Real quickly, Little Crazy Ass clips one of the wings of the red raven so that it can't fly very well. And after that, it's only a matter of seconds before the fight's over and the blue raven is won and you just lost 100 gold pieces. The place erupts. About half of them are happy. Half of them are super pissed. And it's bedlam. And then Little Crazy Ass goes,
well, brother, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I'm going to take a dart out of Beef's face and I'm going to throw it and try to get it so it's like pins his sleeve against the wall sort of thing.
Oh, what the freaking f***?
Yeah, double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
Or nothing,
Seb,
brother.
Seb, it's rigged.
I saw it. I know. Trust me.
Brother, that's a little too rich even for my blood. It's a lot of gold, buddy.
Oh, it's a little too rich for your blood? Here, let's see some of my blood. And I'm going to just cut my hand, and then I'm just going to smear it all over Little Crazy Ass's face.
Okay, can we have a team meeting, like, right over here, guys?
Ooh, is that a little too rich for your blood? Ooh, does that taste good?
Okay, what the freaking fuck? Oh, my God.
I bet that tastes like pennies. Doesn't that taste like pennies?
Yeah.
It does.
Purge off.
Seb, we'll be right back.
Purge off.
Seb, Chip, come here. Guys.
Only I can do that. Only I can.
And Beef, I wanna describe what Beef's doing right. He's just standing naked with Jenny, the king rat, on his shoulder. And he's like, siblings, are you right?
Beef, I need you to focus here. Hey guys, come here. We broke Seb, okay? And it's up to us to get him out of this. This stinks. We did a bad job. I'm realizing that now. We need to maybe kill his brother. What do we do? What's the plan?
I could drive an axe through his brother's head.
Okay, I like that. Great, no bad ideas. Beef?
I think Chip took everything.
Why, sure.
He said,
yeah.
He said all his stuff.
Jenny, what do you got?
I prefer Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jennifer, what do you got?
Oh, sorry. I've been calling you Jenny.
No, it's really no problem. It's totally
no, okay. I didn't even ask. I'm really sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You guys are asking for my advice on this?
Yeah. What do you think we should do?
I don't know. I think like maybe we all split up and get as much cheese as we can.
Okay, never mind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. No problem.
Adorable, but okay, not what we
will
not
do helpful. That. We will not do helpful. That today. I will be on the mission to find as much cheese as I can, but that's just not priority one. Okay. How many more darts do you have?
Looks like I've got at least 5 in my belly right now.
Great. Well, I feel like that is the way that we can get him without making a ruckus, a scene, to stress out Seb even mm-hmm. more. We have to be like stealthy assassins, just really like a pinpoint. Get through the crowd, hit him with a dart.
I grab a dart from Beef's belly and I put it in my crossbow, and then I'm gonna shoot Lil Crazy Ass in the face.
Okay, but when you go to look for Lil Crazy Ass, when you guys break after deciding what you're gonna try to do, he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
You can just hear footsteps going up the stairs back to the main area of the bar.
Seb, where'd he go?
I don't know, but since all holds are no longer barred, let's play a game. Let's play wine or blood. And I'm going to like take a cork out of some wine and I'm going to drink it like Belushi down. Just glunk, 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 glunk.
You
and
guys. Then
go, blood. That was blood.
Seb's brain.
Purge off, please. Purge off.
His brain is cooked, guys. We've got to get rid of Crazy Ass.
Can we chase after a little Crazy Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I chase after him.
So when you get to the top of the stairs, you noticed some commotion from just outside of Bottoms Up.
Okay. I go outside.
Is it all 4 of you guys too?
I'm kind of
Seb's drinking blood,
Seb.
Maybe.
yeah. Seb might be drinking blood.
All right. So all 4 of you guys make it outside to like the front area of Bottoms Up. And what you see is there's already a small crowd gathered. Some people weren't even in the bar. They're just concerned onlookers. Other people, the party has made its way outside. You see that little Crazy Ass is on top of Bottoms Up, which is about 4 stories tall at this point. And he's got a bottle containing maybe blood, maybe wine in his hand. And he's going,
now who wants to see me jump off this roof into that barrel of water?
And everyone's like, yeah. Like all the drunk people are kind of screaming. And then the sober people are just kind of like gasping, like, oh my God, that's insane.
Oh, he might just do it for us.
Yeah, do it. Jump.
I want to dedicate this trick to my brother.
Not so fast, dude. I did this stunt like 6 years ago, and I'm trying to climb up the wall too to get back. I'm getting all the way up there, and I'm like, before he can do it, I'm going to do it. What do you think about that?
The drunk people scream. Yeah! And again, the sober people gasp.
Better yet, I'm not even going to jump into the water.
What does he mean by that?
What are you going to do?
Into a mud puddle.
From which Lil Crazy Ass was birthed?
You said that so formal, Chip. Dude, we're like in a moment of emergency.
Do you not ever feel urgency in your body?
Yeah, what the
wow,
hell,
wow, that's
man?
Kind of the same as how he was kind of born, is from a puddle, right?
There you go.
That's pretty interesting.
But faster. Whatever, Chip. We'll talk about this later.
What do you want from me? Purge off.
I'm sorry.
Purge
off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nobody needs to jump. Purge is off, you guys. Purge is off.
I can't hear you, 10. 9.
What do we do?
Hold on. I got to say something about my brother here, because this is a pretty amazing transformation.
8.
And I'm sorry I'm getting misty-eyed, but I think he's finally understood something. That crazy things are going to happen in this life. Inherently, this world is crazy and you can't control everything. And sometimes you just have to let go and believe. I love you, brother.
He jumps up and kisses the top of your head.
Let's do this.
He jumps off the roof and
I do not follow.
He's falling. It's kind of like all in slow motion.
I shoot him in the face with a dart.
Do you want to roll for that?
Yes, I do. I do roll a 20.
It hits him right in the face. Dart.
Oh! What the freaking f***?
It definitely throws off the spins that he was doing. And he lands in the barrel mostly. The only thing outside of the barrel is his head. So his neck literally hits the side of the barrel. And he is instantly dead.
He got million-dollar baby.
He got million-dollar baby.
Except million-dollar baby.
And then I point to the sign. I pick up the sign that says no movie references.
Seb, you clutch your chest and your vision, which was kind of narrowing because there was so much crazy shit going on. With his death, it kind of just fades and you've kind of got full vision again. But I want to hear your take.
You know, my brother was a piece of shit.
What? We can't hear you.
Yeah, can you
My brother
down?
Was a piece of shit. And although he brought me so much anguish and terror into my life, I think he was onto something with that speech. And although that, like, you guys have been bothering me a lot, I've been on the verge of death for roughly an hour now, I'm ready to forgive you guys and just keep going. Because with him dead and perished, I can't imagine a life without any one of you guys, because you guys are my friends. And that's pretty dang special.
Aww. We love you, Seb.
What?
We love you. Come down, buddy.
Okay.
But without jumping.
I've drank a lot of blood.
Well, I'm sorry, folks. Doesn't seem this guy's completely dead.
Oh, Dr. fucking Pib.
Oh, my God. It's him again. Oh, my eyesight is narrowing.
All right, get out of here, man.
Bad news.
I grab another dart from Beef's belly and I shoot it at Dr. Pib. Get out of here.
I just rolled a 9. Oh, shit.
Okay, that's 2 strikes. You feel your heart kind of like start to crumble almost, and you slam it down again. And Dr. Pibbs puts some of the potion into Lil' Crazy S's mouth, and he might be paralyzed. He definitely can't move his body.
Oh, no. And he's just like, "That was a beautiful speech, brother. I have a funny way of showing it, but I love you more than anything in this world."
Aww.
Yeah, maybe you should go to therapy.
Yeah, come back in a couple of years. Do some work on yourself.
You guys don't want me to be like a regular or anything?
Until you've gone to therapy.
Yeah, we'll seek you out. How about that? We'll find you.
What's happening? Why is the corpse moving? I couldn't hear any of this stuff.
Don't worry about it, buddy. Stay up there for one more minute.
Okay. Yeah, your brother's still dead. It's okay.
There are like 10 Frisbees up here. Who is missing Frisbees?
Oh. No, leave them there. Those are Beef's Frisbees.
I meant to put them there.
They're there for prank day.
Dr. Pib puts Little Crazy S into a wheelbarrow and starts moving him down the town square.
All right, I'm too drunk to climb down, so I'm just going to jump.
All right, buddy, we got you.
We got you.
3, 2, whoa, 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 whoa! And I fall off, and maybe you guys catch me?
Yeah, let's roll for it.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what kills me.
16.
9.
24.
That's good. 2 out of 3. So Seb falls into your arms.
I'm safe.
Yay, we did it.
And we all kiss on the lips.
Yeah, real, real gentle.
A gentle, just a friendship kiss.
Chalice puts him safely on the ground and walks over to the bar and sort of gingerly, even though it's kind of the frame is cracked and the glass is cracked, hangs back up. Don't throw your friends under the bus.
Oh.
Hey, Seb, purge off?
Purge is over.
Yay! Oh, thank goodness. Oh my gosh.
Oh, does that mean I gotta put my clothes back on?
Beef.
Oh, Beef.
And they're all drinking a little bit of the blood. They're all drinking the blood and laughing.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and I did the editing for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SitcomD&D. That's sitcom and the letters D&D. If you've enjoyed our first 5 episodes and you're hungry for more, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomD&D, where we will be releasing a bonus episode every week. Episodes like Get to Know You Happy Hours, Bad Sitcom Improv, Chips Tips, and One-Shots in other TV genres. Speaking of which, we have our first stretch goal set so that if we get to 200 patrons, we'll release a one-shot that takes place in a different TV genre. This one was written and GM'd by our own Aaron Keefe, and it takes place in a Grey's Anatomy type world. It's completely different characters and tone, and it was an absolute blast to record, so we're excited to share it with y'all. In fact, at the time that I'm recording this, it looks like we only need 8 more patrons to hit that 200 patron number and release that. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/sitcomdnd. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating this show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks as always for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.